beautifying or repairing your home doesn't have to be a nightmare. You just have to wake up and turn on your radio. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round.
Here it comes, y'all, the big heat up statewide in Arizona. I'll tell you, I took the time to play hooky from the home show for a little while yesterday.
Hooky?
Uh-huh.
Hooky?
Yes, I did. I played hooky, but it was on an official mission.
What I just heard is I get permission to play hooky to go ski this afternoon.
No. This was official business.
I'll wear my Rosie on the House shirt on the slope.
That's official business. Before we get to the official business hooky I took yesterday afternoon, we were talking about Mystic Systems before the break. And I'd like to encourage those of you that are considering a misting system, you need to be aware that even when we pressurize it to 1,000 PSI, it's going to have to go through a filtering system. And after several years, it is going to leave a layer of deposits on everything on your back patio, the furniture, the vigas, the beams, the headers, and everything. So just know that it is going to be, you're going to need to take the nozzles off every spring, soak them in some CLR, and make sure they're clean, because the hole that we use for this is incredibly small. And it doesn't take but about one season of use for it to calcify a little bit and start plugging up. So soak them in CLR. Put them back on, flush the system out real good. It is a system that requires some maintenance. You need to drain it and blow it out in the fall, and you need to fire it back up in the spring. So just know, I have one. I love it. I'll never have a house without it. It's one of the few things I have at my home that I would do again that requires maintenance. One of the very, very, very few. So that's my misting system warning. We're talking about air conditioners and how if your system is beginning to give you a suspicion it's not operating its peak, you do the same thing you do with your children and your grandchildren. You take its temperature. I want y'all to get to the hardware store and buy two thermometers. You're going to mount one of those thermometers into the return air register. You're going to mount the other thermometer into the air conditioning cold air supply duct that comes into your house. Okay. Now, I like putting that as far away from the return air as possible, the farthest supply register away from your equipment. Let your unit run. When the unit shuts down, go grab those two thermometers and look at them. It's what we call the delta T, the difference in the temperature that's entering the unit and the temperature that's being delivered to the house. You want that to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 to 20 degrees. Most technicians consider 18 perfect. If you're not getting that degree of difference, something in your system needs more attention. So the delta T temperature, you can simply test that yourself with two $4 thermometers simply set inside the air conditioning register and the return air register. So there you go, taking your air conditioning equipment's temperature.
Outstanding. On the topic of air conditioning, Scott's called in this morning at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Sam, welcome.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead with your question.
Okay, I've got a project I'm doing on the side of my house, a cabana studio, and my duct, my drainage duct, comes all the way to the ground. It's sort of cemented in, and it leaves a great big puddle of water.
That's your condensate line.
Right.
That's good.
Is it reusable water?
Yes, it is. Nothing wrong with it at all.
I wouldn't drink it.
That's what I'm asking. Can I put it in the dog's bowl? What do I need to do with it?
My dog. That's what supplies my dog kennel through the middle of the summer. My air conditioning units, I have two, generate about 30 gallons a day. But each unit ought to produce about 15 gallons in the middle of the summer with the humidity up in the start of the monsoon season. It's right. great. Well, it's cool. It's nice and cool water.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm putting pots under it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I needed to know. That's awesome. Don't redirect it. Just make a dog bowl. All right. That's cool. Thank you.
Your dogs are going to love me.
Yeah, dogs are fine, but I wouldn't use it for human consumption.
No, I wouldn't either. Hey, I did a tour yesterday of a very famous house here in Flagstaff that had some incredibly innovative ways to cool it. The house was built in 1904.
Oh, my.
It's basically...
Wait, was it innovative because it was at 8,000 feet? And they just said, well, it's cool here. It's summertime. We're building here.
Romy, I only got the tour they give the public yesterday. Well, I'm going to get a hold of my good friend Don Ryden, Arizona's historian, architect, and I'm going to come up here with him, and I'm going to get behind-the-scenes tour, because I want to tell you, we were on the second floor of this house, and there is a ducting system that was taking a breeze from somewheres and introducing outside cool air. You could actually feel it moving through the room.
Wow.
No blower motor, no electricity, completely natural system. I've got to find out more about that. Of course, the house I'm talking about is the Reardon Mansion. It's 15,000 square feet.
Wow.
It's a state park. It's two families, two brothers, each having 6,000 square feet. I think I got this number right. Each 6,000 square feet. And then they have a common area. This is about 1,000 or 2,000 square feet. Reardon Mansion. Mary, thank you for the great tour.
The Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.